Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Back to another edition of the Nerd Report podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. Got to tease this one yesterday. Rutgers now has its fourth commitment of the week with Jaylene Matthews, the offensive tackle out of Toms River North High School in Toms River, New Jersey, committed today at a pretty awesome commitment announcement. We'll get into that. It's one of the more unique ones I've ever seen. I'm sure it'll kind of at least go viral amongst the recruiting community. But we'll get into all that and more. But first, this podcast is presented to you by Night and Day Apparel. Beat the heat this summer with our hot, one-of-a-kind products. With temperatures rising, there's no better time to refresh your wardrobe with cool and stylish summer essentials. Say that 3 times fast. Whether you're planning a beach getaway, a picnic in the park, or simply lounging in the yard, we've got you covered. Visit our website today to explore a full range of summer essentials from pool floats and spatulas to bathing suits and tank tops. Use our promo code RutgersRivals, no spaces, RutgersRivals, to get 10% off your purchase. Shop now and keep chopping. Okay, so Jaylene Matthews, we've talked about him a few times recently on this pod. He narrowed his finalists down to Miami, Tennessee, and Georgia, and eliminated Rutgers, quote unquote. You had been hearing that that might have been a smokescreen. Turns out to have been correct. He was previously committed to Penn State for a while. He is still a 4-star. He's ranked currently 13th in the state. He came onto the scene, though, as a top 100 recruit. I think the highest rating he had was somewhere around 50 overall in the country, and you've seen that slide a bit. So just tell us a little bit about Jaylene's commitment ceremony, and then we can get into him as a player.
Yeah, so, I mean, shout out to the couple Rutgers guys I was talking to. That one's for you, Bori. there was a couple Rutgers guys there. Heard some talk as soon as I walked in. They're like, yeah, Todd Frazier's here. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Toms River, 4-star, probably going to end up at Rutgers, as we hinted at on our boards. What was it, like Sunday, I think. It kind of just made sense. And then someone else was like, oh, Frank Yeager's here too. And I was like, oh, I don't see him. Where the hell are they at? Whatever. I guess they're here just on, there's like maybe 100 people, probably a little more there, between students, family, friends, et cetera. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Toms River guy too. Makes sense. And then I'm like, I start filming and I'm like, oh, I forgot they were even here. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, wait, before you commit. And it's like, I turn around. I'm like, oh, shit. No, record. Quick, record. Record so everyone can see. And yeah, and they just walked in with a pizza, and they're like, "Hold on, we got a pizza for you." And then like Jaylene's like kind of like, "Well, pizza? Oh, like what?" Like they walk up, they show the pizza. It's like block R and pepperonis, and it was pretty cool, a little different. He was going to grab the Tennessee hat. I don't know if that means anything, just saying. But he put that down real quick, and it was all Rutgers all the way. We posted it on Sunday, and that was it was kind of just locked in since then. But it was kind of locked in a little bit before that, too, because he took that official visit to campus and then canceled the rest. So pretty good get for Rutgers. Four-star kid. Toms River, New Jersey native, so always nice to get a New Jersey kid. And I know you said 13th in the state, and that just goes to show you. We've said it time and time again. This year's recruiting class for New Jersey is the deepest it's been since I've been covering, and I'd argue probably the deepest since like the early 2000s.
So let's talk a little bit about what makes him such an intriguing prospect. Obviously, he's huge. He's listed at 6'7", 337 pounds. Yeah. But he has seen his rating drop a little bit. So tell us a little bit about what is so enticing about him as a prospect.
I mean, the size is huge. Like you said, 6'7", 330-ish, 340-ish maybe right now. You can mold that into anything. You really can't teach that size. He's got some impressive pass blocking tape on his highlight tape, if you check it out. He looks pretty good physically. He was getting better physically every year, and that tailed off a little bit this past year, and that's why you saw a little dip in the rankings. But still, mind you, still a four-star kid. Plays both sides of the ball. Very mean, very aggressive in the trenches, whether it's at offensive tackle or he's played some offensive guard. Obviously, he won't be a guard at this level, but at the next level. But also plays defensive tackle. And actually has some nice tape attacking the quarterback as well. Just a very, very good prospect. I think there's a lot of long-term potential more than anything else. And that's kind of always been the case with linemen. As a junior last year, he had like 80 tackles from defensive tackle spot. Now,
wow.
I think he needs to bend a little bit better. And that's you could say that for just about any tackle or any lineman for that matter. Needs to work on that, needs to work on his technique a little more, and his hand placement is good at times, but it's also bad at times. I think all that stuff is very teachable stuff, which is why you kind of have him going to Rutgers, and that's where Pat Flaherty is going to come in. That's where, like, it's not just him, too. When we say the offensive line room has made leaps and bounds, it's not just Pat Flaherty. Don't get me wrong, 40-year NFL coaching veteran, 2 Super Bowls. But they also have Joe Susan, who's been doing it forever. They have PJ Barr, who's an up-and-comer that's been doing it. Scott Vallone was helping out with that offensive line room before being promoted to tight ends coach. So there's just a lot of different minds that are kind of helping to build and develop these linemen, and I think this could be the next one.
Yeah, and you talked about all the things that can be coached, but he has a lot of what can't be coached. When you talk about the size, you talk about the agility, that kind of mean streak on the field. Like, you can't really teach somebody to, you know, it's like teaching, they say, like, they can't teach a dog to bite. Yeah. You just can't really teach that kind of attitude on the field. And this staff has shown time and time again that they transform kids when they get them on campus. Like, you look at a guy like Holland Pierce, you know, he came in at 450 pounds to campus. In the first year, they cut him down to like 325. Like, Jalen Matthews, once he gets on campus, once they get him in the nutrition program, the strength and conditioning program, once basically his life becomes 100% football, I think you're going to see this kid transform in the first year for sure.
I mean, like you said before, he was a top 50 prospect at one point. There's a reason behind that. He has the potential, and it's more long-term now than anything else, but as long as he puts it together and this coaching staff can kind of mold him the way they see, they can kind of see him fit into this offense. I think he could be a really good prospect down the line.
Yeah, it's a big, exciting commitment. The highest rated kid in the class of 2025, which I don't have the current ranking, but the last time I checked, I think they were in 7th in the rankings.
Probably might be higher now. I had to guess. Yeah, I mean, 4-star. You would think it jumped. No, it's still 7 because some other teams got commitments as well. I think Oklahoma leaped them technically, which you still see Rutgers above that Alabama logo, which is always kind of cool to see, but LSU, Texas A&M, Georgia.
Yep.
So,
and while Rutgers is ranked very highly right now, you're going to see that drop just mainly because other schools are going to start to fill up. Like, the way Rivals does its class rankings is it takes the I think it takes the top 20 ranked recruits in a class, right? And it bases its ranking off that. So if you have 20 kids and somebody has 10, and you're most likely going to have a higher rated class regardless of if the school with 10 has nothing but 4 stars and you have nothing but 3 stars. That's not to, you know, say anything negative about this class. It's an excellent class they're putting together, but just to kind of go a little under the hood as to how Rivals does its class rankings.
Yep.
Is there anything else about Jaylene that you wanted to hit on? Be as him as a player, the commitment, the recruitment in general?
I mean, the recruitment took some twists and turns. One of the more roller coaster like recruitments. It's been up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. But we thought at one point he was going to go to Georgia. We thought at one point he was going to go to Tennessee. We thought at one point he was going to go to Miami. And now he's at Rutgers. So it's definitely far from over. It's this high school recruiting we're talking about. It's always been this way, but you have to get these kids signed. And until they're signed, it's still to be determined if he will 100% end up at Rutgers. I know it's not trying to sound like a Debbie Downer here. He's committed for right now, and that's a good start. But you're going to have to stay on him until December, the signing period. And, I mean, we've seen Rutgers do pretty well with guys that are committed. So, especially since Shiano's returned. I mean, I should say only when Shiano's been on the banks, because other than that, they've struggled to keep those guys committed. But
yeah, no, they've done a really, really good job keeping guys committed. I can only think of a handful of guys that have decommitted at points, and one of them being Davidson Igbenusen is the only one that really comes to mind. They've done a great job of staying on kids and, you know, making sure they're committed for the right reason. So I'm pretty confident we'll keep them, but I guess you could say that about any recruitment. It's like, you gotta keep on them.
Luckily it's not too far away. It's about 50 minutes, maybe actually less. It's 50 minutes from me, so it's probably less than that to get to New Brunswick, but from Tom's River, New Brunswick. It's local, and they've done well with, as you saw with Todd Frazier, Frankie Egger, other sports. It just could be a good get when it's all said and done.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
So let's talk the state of the rest of the class. They're at 22 commitments.
Yep.
Where do you see them filling the final holes in this class? Name some of the top targets to keep an eye out for, because they don't have many, many scholarships left.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go position by position. John Forrester is their top target at running back. They canceled Kayvon Mason's official visit last week. He was supposed to come to campus for June 7th visit, didn't end up making or ended up getting canceled because they feel that good about Forrester, I'm told. Forrester now, mind you, visited Illinois this past weekend. Art Sikowski is his lead recruiter there. I've said it a couple times already. He's actually developing into a very damn good recruiter out there in Illinois. He's actually the main recruiter for Michael Thomas as well. But John Forrester, for now, number one running back target. No one else is really on that board. There's back burner guys, but they're not really going to focus on those unless Forrester goes elsewhere. Wide receiver is where it gets a little bit interesting. You have Vernon Allen, DeGraffenwright, and Jordan Houston, 1, 2, 3. You probably could sneak a fourth, depending on who it is. I know we had a future cast in for Joel Hall, but it sounds like they're not going to take him. It's more so they probably could land him right now if they wanted to, but they're not going to take him. It sounds like Maryland's going to take him, actually. So look at that, Maryland picking up Rutgers scraps. Who would have thought?
Well, if you would have seen the reaction from Maryland fans from the commitments this past weekend of Tariq Hayer and Joshua Blackston, they were pissed because that was their top DB target and their top offensive line target that were remaining on the board. Yeah. So Rutgers went in, just kind of went in their backyard, took a dump in their yard, and and then went back up
north. Didn't pick it up.
Yep.
Hate those people. Keanu Johnson was a top target too at wide receiver. Canceled his visit. So it's really Michael Thomas or bust. I know that Rutgers is not slow playing him, but they're being very cautious. They don't want to annoy him. They don't want to like over recruit. That is a thing in today's world because some of these kids just get burnt out with recruiting. They don't want.
Yep.
I don't even want my phone blowing up the way it has. And we were talking to Alec before, and Alec's like, "Dude, I don't know how you do this. Like, my phone is going nuts." But and that's just a small sample size of what these kids have to deal with. But anyway, tight end, they're definitely going to take one. It's going to be Trent Oiler or Tyler Kielmeyer. Trent Oiler was on campus May 31st. Kielmeyer will be on campus June 21st. The fact that Oiler really hasn't committed yet kind of tells me they're going to try to go for Kielmeyer. Just probably go all out for him. Now, they're also going to host a couple other – I think they have a couple other official visits this weekend in offensive linemen. Be shocked if those don't get canceled because you have Jaden Elijah.
They're up to seven, possibly.
Jaden Elijah canceled. Or no, I'm sorry. Jaden Elijah committed tackle. And a key win, I think, stays a tackle, could also play guard. Chris Vigna, I think, goes to guard, could also play tackle. Jalen Matthews, tackle. Jarrett Gordon, guard. Josh Blackston, guard. So it's like Miron Gurman could be an offensive tackle. So I would just say at this point it'd be insane to take another lineman. But who knows? Defensive end is where it gets a little tricky because, like I said, Gurman, technically a defensive end, could play offensive tackle. Braden Bruins, definitely an edge rusher. Chase Linton, definitely a defensive end. Robbie Johnson, same thing. Now, they're doing very well with Tayshaun Alston out of North Carolina. He's listed as an outside linebacker, but they're kind of telling him it's more of like a Mike slash, they call it the R position, that edge rusher, which is basically Muhammad Toure's position currently. So they're doing really well with him. Whether you want to slot him at edge or linebacker, that's up to you. Who else are we looking at? Defensive tackle, they already have two in Simon, Giant Simon, and Braxton Kyle. They have Elijah Crawford coming to campus this weekend. I'd keep a close eye on him. The other names they hosted were Bryce Jenkins and Maxwell Roy the first weekend. Maxwell Roy, actually, his recruitment has changed. He's now leaning from Ohio State to now leaning towards Michigan. Not that it matters, really, but tidbit. Bryce Jenkins is going to go wherever the money is going. So probably South Carolina he was at last weekend. I know they're the favorite now. We'll see. Where else am I looking at? Linebacker. Really depends who you slot there. Kamar Archie will be here this weekend. DJ McQuarrie will be at Penn State this weekend, and he will make a decision following that visit. That's a big one to watch because I really think they have a legitimate shot there. It could go either way, 50-50. Kamar Archie's probably leaning elsewhere, but Rutgers gets him on campus, and who knows? You never know. He's been to campus also 100,000 times, so there's that. cornerback, they'll have Caleb Singleton from Florida up this weekend. I think they have a good shot there. Charles Bell seems like he's a little bit on the back burner now from what I was told. So that's a little interesting tidbit. I know he was supposed to go to NC State this weekend, but they canceled on him actually. So kind of shows a little bit where his recruiting might be heading. Tariq Hayer at safety, and that's really it. So that's actually a lot more than you think for a class that's already had, 21 kids?
21 or 22 now.
I think it might be 22. So they're far from done, actually.
Yeah. will be interesting. Shiano is one of the best in the business in terms of making all the scholarship math work. So,
dude's a mathematician.
Yeah, don't get caught up in the how do we have room for all these kids? Shiano will figure it out. There's certain things that like I just inherently trust with Shiano. That's DB recruitment. That's making that last scholarship fit. That's if he wants to take a guy regardless, he's probably, you know, he talks about this openly. He wants guys who fit into the program well and are culture fits, and anybody he takes, he is deemed a culture fit. Therefore, I can't really question it. You know, there's been some talk about certain guys, and if Shiano wants to take him, I'm 100% all in. But
gotta trust
this
him.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a really awesome class that we've seen put together in front of our eyes, and it's looking like it's almost fully wrapped up, which will give them the entire offseason to just dive into the transfer portal for plugging holes in the offseason.
Yep.
So that is all I got. There was one other basketball-related news item that I'm not too excited about. There has been a potential leak of the black uniforms for the basketball team. Mm-hmm. And I could not be more against this design, given that like Rutgers has had so many awesome designs over the years, so many awesome throwbacks. Like, this is just total dog water. I can't believe that they might actually put these uniforms on our players this year, but yeah, that's just so me.
Before anyone like says like we made this jersey because there's a little like TKR logo right here, I just did that so no one, like, I didn't want to spread a watermark all the way across it, so I was like, I'm just going to throw it somewhere where most people that steal the content from us and post it on other social media apps are going to be like, oh, hey, that's, you didn't know, we didn't steal yours, we saw it too. And it's like, no, I see the logo right here. Besides, it happens way too often. It's driving me nuts. Now, here's what I'm thinking. This was found by Tom Gilbert on the Rutgers Discord. So shout out to him for finding it first. They're selling these on eBay. Usually this stuff starts to leak out, whether it be eBay, DHgate, any of these jersey websites from overseas. Now, the thing that the biggest tidbit about this is people are like, I've seen that jersey before. Like, they wore them previously. I'm like, number one, no, they didn't. number two, like, they, if you realize Rutgers last year, Rutgers football switched their uniforms a tiny bit last year to reflect a new Adidas logo, which would be this, just the three stripes. It's not like it used to say Adidas underneath. Mm-hmm. Now, Rutgers basketball didn't switch their uniforms to the logo for this past season. I don't know if it was just a matter of they couldn't get them in time or whatever it is. That's why I'm tending to believe that this might be real. And if you compare it to the old the Knighthead one that they had, it's not the worst, but it's very similar.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I'm indifferent on it. Like, it is what it is. You can't control all of them. Let's see if I can share this tab. It's very similar. It just says, instead, I guess they have the little like chainmail on the side instead, but I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it's not the worst in the world either. Like, I've seen worse jerseys personally.
I have too. I just think like the A team at Adidas should be on this, and that is not an A team level jersey. Yeah. In my opinion, but you know, maybe it's just a fake, but that's something that I wanted to just bring up too.
Now, that being said, we were told that they were going to get the I can't think of the name of them now.
Yes, those designer jerseys.
Yeah, it's like a designer Adidas jersey. I can't think of the name of it. Alternate, let's look up alternate. Because Indiana had it last year. It was an alternate jersey for Indiana.
It's the fear of God.
Yes. Yep. Now, mind you, some of those are fucking ugly too. But
yeah. But at least those at least look more like a true alternate. Like, that is definitely a statement. Whereas these are just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I found it actually. I'll pop this one up real quick. And it wouldn't shock me if this is almost exactly the same design Rutgers will be getting. But it's like it's nothing crazy. Like, it's decent. It's cool because that's what kids want. Like, they want these new improved uniforms or whatever. I don't know if they'll show a picture. Yeah. Whoa. It's sorry.
That's all right.
I always forget to turn the volume. But yeah, it's okay. that's what Rutgers is more than likely going to get, something like this. And it's Adidas, like, I don't even know what they call it. It's like the Nike Elite, or maybe it used to be Nike Vapor Elite or something like that.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So this is like their version of it. It's called the Adidas Fear of God. Miami got it last year. Indiana got it. And they all look essentially the same. It's just slightly different colors. So we'll wait and see if what it looks like. But it sounds like Rutgers is probably going to get those.
Yep, which will be cool. That'll get attention to the program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got. Richie, anything else before we head out of here?
I think that's really it. Nothing else. They should be done for now until the weekend, I think. Who knows? Because Greg Schiano and them are on a roll. That's 13 in 2 weeks. That's a crazy commitment timeline. I'm kind of glad that I don't have to make any other edits or articles or anything, because I'm just like, I'm over it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's it is a lot, but yeah. Thanks everybody once again for tuning in. You never know when this news is going to pop, so stay tuned to the boards. You'll see it there first all the time. And if you haven't signed up already, Richie, I think you have a pretty awesome promo going on right now, don't you?
Just ran out, actually. But if you DM me on the side, maybe I can make something work for you. At Rivals, yep. Richie, and we'll figure something out.
Yep, that's always the first place to go, because that information will go there immediately, and these podcasts get recorded after that. So. If you want to support the show, that's the easiest way to do it. The second easiest way is to like, subscribe, tell a friend, give a rating or review on your favorite podcasting app. 5 stars only. Keep the other stuff to yourselves.
Yeah.
But that's all we got.
There's one other way you can support us. You can support us by getting some Rutgers gear from Night and Day Apparel. I know we always say it at the beginning of the show, but say it at the end too. I think that might help a little bit. I don't know. Use the promo code Rutgers Rivals, 10% off. They got all kinds of crazy stuff on there. You could even buy a Night Report shirt if you really want. Maybe we should get a Night Report t-shirt, a Night Report podcast t-shirt.
That'd be cool.
We'll get like a caricature of like us two on like a, that'd be funny. I don't know how many people would buy it, but.
Yeah, I don't either. I think Rutgers Hoops Insider made some kind of like caricature shirt and then you took it down. But.
Yeah, anyway. I wasn't a fan of that one. It's just let's let that one die there.
Yeah. But all right, we've been rambling enough. Thanks again for listening. This has been another edition of the Night Report Podcast. Signing off.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.